that, you know, that feel. You're just, it's sort of a craziness sound.
It's we used to try to put it on during breakfast for my kids, and that never worked out ever historically. But it was a good idea. I was like, let's put some funny music on. Why not Spike Jones? And it was just the chaos at 6 in the morning was just so incredible. Awesome.
Cocktails for two, no
doubt. Yeah. Indeed.
So Don Quixote's with David Holodiloff. Have you played with him before?
Never played with him before. We did the usual internet creeper thing where we all looked him up and watched all his videos and commented on his hairdo, and then he went and cut it all off. So that was a surprise. But yeah, no, he's an amazing musician, and we're really happy to play with him.
I think his next album should be David Holodiloff's Hair. And...
Yeah, that would have been my other guess for Almost Cut My Hair was his other cover band. That Stone. Really Cut My Hair.
I Really Cut My Hair, yeah. In a very strange way. So, any other dates too you might want to mention?
Oh man, I think people just need to go and look at our website and see the spinning head syndrome we have as far as how many gigs we have coming up. We just got done. We did the Rio a couple weekends ago for the Nexties. We're busking downtown on Friday.
Where do you busk?
We did Walnut and Pacific. We sort of just sniped a spot there and waited for the cops to shut us down, and we got away with it. So,
well, they'd never recognize you, you know.
Yeah, we're so low key and sort of just tucked into the corner there. Right. We won't pick it up at all. So,
well, good. I mean, I think it's a good idea to try to keep the busking under control and the sales downtown, and the city council is struggling with it.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I think, you know, it's just one of those things where there's a lot of cooks, you know, in the kitchen trying to make all the, you know, and they're trying to do the right thing. And that's the bummer, is they're trying to do the right thing, and it always ends up getting a little, it's like, just off, you know,
yeah.
And then it ends up, like, we're not going to fit in a blue square. The 4x6 square mandatory is not going to happen for this band, and, you know, and there's very limited reserved spots that you can actually get a permit for down there. So,
well, the marimba band seems to find a space.
The Singing Wood, yeah. Well, they that was we were hoping to get that spot, and it was ever since like 1996 when John and I used to busk downtown. If the marimba band was downtown, we're just like, pack it up, we're going home.
Yeah, everybody's with the marimba band.
Yeah, the Singing Wood will dominate.
All right, how about another tune?
How about it? This one. Another fast one. No.
No, play that slow melodic music that you're so good at.
This one starts out, this is the wet mess on the bass guitar. This one goes like this.